Welcome everybody to the Locked On Lakers podcast. I'm Anthony Irwin. I am recording what feels like the weirdest podcast episode I might ever record. And this is in a season where, obviously, Kobe Bryant passed away completely out of the blue. I don't really know what's next. The NBA has suspended its season, seemingly indefinitely, as we try to figure out what's next with the COVID-19 virus and you know, coronavirus, whatever you want to call it. Don't be racist, though, in what you call it. All I can say, it's hard to really come up with thoughts right now on this topic. I am not an expert on this. I cannot give out my expert opinion in the same way that I would with the Lakers specifically in basketball and the inner workings of organizations and stuff. This is just me, a human being a little nervous for what this means moving forward. I think it's the right call on the part of the NBA to err on the side of caution. Anytime you see the NCAA foregoing millions of dollars of revenue, that's when you should probably take this thing a little seriously. And I think that's kind of where we are right now. I think, you know, initially it's a bit of a coping mechanism to say, oh, this is stupid, it's a sham. It's, you know, you compare the numbers to the flu, even though the numbers that are being compared tend to be disingenuous. I think in this regard, with what seems to be a very easily spread virus, it with you know, just disastrous potential to people, this is the right call, as difficult as this is to see. And obviously, look, my thoughts on what this does to the Lakers season and what this means for this specific Lakers team and all of that, it just doesn't matter. That's basketball. And that's kind of where I land on this is, you know, as big of a bummer as it is to see the NBA season suspended the way that it is, at the end of the day, or for, you know, for fans of college basketball, as weird as it'll be to see games played in front of zero fans, at the end of the day, this is sports, and we need to prioritize some stuff in this regard. I just think this is not the kind of thing you want to be loudly wrong about. I'll use an example and try to offer some levity to this. I was in Hawaii back last April or so, and we went up to the volcano there. We were staying in Hilo Bay. We went up to the volcano, and it was crazy active, so active that even a mile away with just the naked eye, you could see, you know, obviously tiny spouts of lava, but you could see the orange coming over the top of the crest there, or you know, you could look into the crest and you could see the spouts of orangey yellow lava. And I asked the guy there, I said to the guy, hey, so, you know, you said this is the most active this has been in 10 years or so. Does this indicate anything that might be to come? And the guy's like, oh, no, don't worry about it. Turns out he was loudly wrong. And again, this is the, you know, that at that time was the kind of thing you didn't want to be loudly wrong about. And obviously he was talking to only me. It's not like he was broadcasting that out to everyone living in Hawaii, but that was still, you know, if you're going to give a prediction on something as serious as a volcano erupting, or in this case, a pandemic, a global pandemic, you don't want to be so loudly on the wrong side of history on this. I just think it's so much easier, so much smarter probably, to just sit on the fence, see where things go, take smart and necessary precautions to make it so that you and your family are safe and those all around you remain safe. And I think in at the end of the day here with what the NBA is doing in suspending its season until people start to figure out what the next steps are going to be with the control of the virus itself, that's just the NBA taking smart and necessary precautions to make sure its players, its fans, its on-site personnel all remain as safe as possible. And, you know, my only hope here is that everybody else kind of follows suit. This is not the kind of thing that you want to mock, I don't think, at this point. So just be smart about it. Let's take a quick second and we'll see where else this conversation goes. Today's show is brought to you in part by Indeed. When you start your hiring process, you may have questions. Will you find good applicants to choose from? What about education and experience? How will you know you've made the right hire? Indeed is here to help. Millions of great candidates use Indeed every day to find their next opportunity. You can post a job in minutes and use screener questions to help create your short list of applicants fast. Also, add skills tests to your job posts so you can be confident in your applicants' abilities. Their library of more than 50 skill tests ranges from industry-specific skills like accounting to general aptitude tests like critical thinking. Indeed gives you the smart tools to make hiring decisions quickly and to be confident that you're making the right hire for your team. Post your job today at Indeed.com/lockedon and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. That's Indeed.com/lockedon. Terms and conditions and exclusions apply. Offer valid through March 31st, 2020. So to update everybody on the situation here, the NBA had already had its meeting with the owners in which they discussed the potential avenues that they might take to move forward as they try to navigate the current waters that everybody kind of sits in here as a result of coronavirus or COVID-19, COVID-19. And I can't help but laugh because the only person who was loudly wrong in those meetings, it turns out, was James Dolan, who said that they should just carry on with business as usual until demanded to do otherwise. Like, James Dolan is a plague in and of himself. You would think if anybody understood the repercussions of watching a plague be unleashed on something without any kind of way to slow it down, it would be James Dolan. And he just looks in the mirror and he says, ah, yeah, we should get that under control. But he didn't. And, you know, fortunately, he was outnumbered by the other owners who said that they would either play games in front of no crowd in empty arenas, or they would suspend the season. And initially, it looked like the step that they were going to take, the steps forward that they were going to take, were to play games in front of empty arenas, and that was going to be the path charted forward. And then we got news that Rudy Gobert of the Utah Jazz tested positive for COVID-19, and as a result, their game against OKC was promptly canceled. And, you know, the Kings and Pelicans were ready to carry their game out just as normal. But it turns out one of the referees in that game refereed a game that Gobert played in just the other day. And that game was promptly canceled. I would imagine we're probably going to get news about that referee soon, given how much Gobert complains. So, you know, here we are. And the NBA is on hiatus as they try to figure out how bad this might spread. It might have already spread, not just where it might go next, but also where it might be right now. Rudy Gobert is a player that gets a lot of playing time. Apparently, coronavirus has an incubation period of 14 to 17 days, which means that you could go back 2 weeks And Gobert could have shown no symptoms and then, you know, now finally start to show them. So over potentially the last 14 days, Gobert could have played against any number of players and made contact with them, talked to them. This is an airborne virus, I believe, or something that gets transmitted via spit, which, you know, you're breathing heavily, you're yelling, you're talking smack, whatever. And you know, this is the kind of thing that can be apparently spread that way. And given the amount of time that Gobert spends on the court and the number of players, he's a rim protector. So any player on the court, this isn't like a Steve Nash situation where they try to hide him on defense, right? And even then, if it was Steve Nash, he spent so much talking to guide his team through the game that even then it'd be a concern. So you're dealing with a contact sport, a star in a contact sport who spends, you know, more than two-thirds of the game out there, and you know, for anywhere upwards of the last 14 days. Now, what they're probably going to do is they're going to test and see how far back he might have had it, and then from there try to chart which teams and players he came in contact with, which personnel he came in contact with there. But you know, this is how these things spread, is by taking these things lightly. And, you know, Gobert is the guy who the other day, I believe, licked microphones and then made sure to touch all the microphones that were up on the podium with him as some kind of a joke. You don't joke about this shit. You don't. Not until we know what exactly we're dealing with. And I'm not sitting here on my high horse. You know, I'm not trying to be holier than thou in this case. I just think, you know, when you're dealing with something this potentially serious, all of Italy is shut down. When you're dealing with something this potentially serious, you don't want to be loudly on the wrong side of history. You know, you could just say, look, you could say, hey, I'm a little skeptical about, you know, the scale of this thing right now, but I'm still going to take precautions. Like, if you don't believe in the thing, then that's, I think, the way to go about it. But what you don't want to do is be loudly on the side of, like, that senator or congressman from Florida, right, Matt Gaetz, who was out there, you know, reading the update on the coronavirus in a gas mask to make fun of the situation. Like, you just don't want to do that because you're tempting fate. That guy, by the way, is now in quarantine, just like Rudy Gobert. And I just think here with the NBA and their decision moving forward, this is, I think, the right call. It might be conservative. It might be something that we look back on. I hope it's something that we look back on and say, all right, that was a little overkill. But I think given the situation right now, overkill is probably the right move. Overkill is probably the right call. And, you know, as big of a bummer as it is that we're probably going to be without the NBA for, you know, maybe a week, 2 weeks, a month, whatever, however long it takes for them to figure this out, at the end of the day, this puts hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people at lower risk. You know, just think of it this way. So Rudy Gobert is playing in a game, walks, you know, out of the tunnel, says hi to a fan, you know, yells something at a fan, transmits this thing to everybody in his proximity. They then transmit it. You're now talking about a mushroom effect, and I don't want to scare people, but or I don't mean to scare people. And again, I'm not an expert on these things, but is it worth, you know, is having a couple weeks without the NBA worth the risk of tens of thousands of people being put at risk? And then that's just in that one arena. You have arenas all around the country. March Madness was getting ready to go, and that's millions of people that were going to be attending college basketball games over the next, you know, month or so. So I just think, you know, personally, just be overly precautious right now until we actually know what's going on, and then you can scale back. Let's take another quick second here. When we come back, I'm going to talk about what this means for the show, what my approach is going to be moving forward, and how we're going to try to handle this thing while we might be looking at, you know, a bit of a lengthy absence of basketball. So in terms of the list of things that people care about right now, given the entire situation and given our list of current priorities, what is going to happen with the Locked On Lakers podcast probably ranks down there in like the millions or so, right? But at the end of the day, this is my job and this is how I provide for my family. So I'm going to try to be as upfront and clear with you guys as I can possibly be, to be completely honest. The NBA going away for a while puts me in a bit of a bind in terms of the content that I can come up with. We can have mailbags. Pete and I can talk about pineapple pizza. We can try to figure these things out. But I can maybe go with a review series or whatever. But to the best of my abilities, while also providing you guys with a show worth listening to, I'm going to continue to try to record. I'm not some hero. I don't consider myself as such. I'm just going to continue doing my job as best as I can possibly do it. But, you know, in times like this, you do need the brief escape that a sports podcast can offer you, even if it's only for 20 minutes or so. Now, what the subject of those things might be, who the hell knows? I will keep you guys updated as best I can as we learn more about what steps the NBA is taking, what steps the Lakers and the NBPA and all the other leagues around the world are going to be taking in order to best get this thing under control. But you know, as of right now, it just makes the most sense to continue to offer you guys some kind of content, some kind of distraction, given how scary this can be for people. I know for me personally, we're getting ready to buy a house, and getting ready to buy a house while this is kind of up in the air, while my job might be potentially up in the air, not the best feeling. So, you know, to a certain extent, I'm recording this show as a means to distract myself even. So if you guys want to follow me on that journey of distraction, even for just a little while, then good. Then great. I'm happy to provide that bit of distraction for you. And I will say, you know, Pete and I are scheduled to talk tomorrow, and then I'm scheduled to do Locked On NBA tomorrow as we continue to learn more about this entire situation. I am going under the knife sometime soon to fix my wrist. It's nothing serious, just a benign cyst. But with all these things being juggled up in the air, there might be a day or so where there isn't a show. I will be letting you guys know on days that happens. You can follow me on Twitter at Anthony Irwin LA to get updates there. And you can follow the show at Locked On Lakers to get those updates as well. So, you know, for now, this is me kind of signing off and telling everybody, please, you know, just be smart. Just be careful out there. There's a lot going on right now. Get yourself as educated as you can possibly be, which, you know, given the way information is being spread in this era, it can be kind of difficult, but still get yourself informed, do your research and take whatever precautions make the most sense for you, your family, your friends, and also your common man, your common person. Take care of each other. If you have the means to be able to help, then go out and help. If you require help, then, you know, these are the times where it's okay to ask for a little bit of help. We all got to be there for each other, just like we were for Kobe's passing. I was really blown away by the response to that and how everybody kind of came together as a community and helped each other through what was obviously an incredibly tough time. This is a little bit more real, obviously, because, you know, Kobe was and obviously the other people that passed on that helicopter were all singular deaths. That's not the kind of thing that can spread to other people. This is a little bit more real in that this might affect you personally, professionally, in some way, shape, or form. But, you know, we are a community. We are here for each other. So if you guys need, hop on I almost never use the Facebook page for Locked On Lakers. You can hop on, or for the Facebook page for Locked On Lakers. And if you want to hop on there and ask for a little bit of help and you want to bring everybody together as a community, then great. I'll pay more attention to that. If you guys want to, you know, if you guys need help finding how to help, then hit me up and I'll try to point you guys in the right direction. But this is the kind of situation that we all kind of have to be there for each other, and in whatever stupid small way that I can help, just like I felt like it was a stupid and small way that I helped during the Kobe thing, I will try to help. Hopefully I can do more than that, and hopefully we can be smart enough that not as much help is needed. And I think that's what the NBA is kind of setting out with, you know, with that as their goal, is trying to limit what all is deemed necessary moving forward. Let's try to nip this thing in the bud right now, and then eventually, you know, get back on our feet whenever we're able to. This is a weird episode. This is a weird time. Keep your heads up. Have a great rest of your day. Make somebody else's. I'll talk to you tomorrow.